Bill Ingram, and this is Welcome to Texas, a show about Texas history, lifestyle, and faith here in the Lone Star State. On today's show, I'll share why we should never give up praying for a loved one to come to know Christ. We'll learn about Texas ruby red grapefruit. Where did they come from, anyway? And we'll go to Galveston and hear about the oldest newspaper in Texas, the Daily News. That's all coming up on today's Welcome to Texas. If you feel you're not reading the Bible as much as you should, check out The On-Ramp. It's a daily Bible reading podcast. Each weekday, there'll be a reading of one chapter of the Bible. In just a few minutes, you can begin a daily Bible reading habit, and listening is just as good as reading. Jump in today and get started. Check it out at hopenation.org or anywhere you hear your podcasts. Grapefruit was brought to Texas by Spanish missionaries in the late 1800s, but the fruit was pink and sour, not very desirable. It was 1929 before the Texas ruby red grapefruit was discovered, and it became a hit. Texas ruby reds are known for their sweet and juicy flavor. They're also known for their red flesh, which is the result of high levels of lycopene found in them. Lycopene is a powerful antioxidant, offering health benefits like reducing the risk of some cancers and also being beneficial to your heart. They're also a great source of vitamin C and other nutrients. Texas ruby red grapefruits are sweeter than other grapefruits. Sure, they can be grown in other areas of the country, but the Rio Grande Valley is the sweet spot. That's where the best come from. You can enjoy, too, without having to worry about calories. One grapefruit is only about 60 calories. Yep, Texas ruby red grapefruit is a Texas native, and they taste great, too. It's the world's biggest small group podcast, and you're invited. Grow your faith like never before in the world's biggest small group. This podcast gives you access to uncut conversations with well-known people of faith. Subscribe to it at hopenation.org. It was in April of 1842 when George H. French began publication of the Daily News in Galveston. It's the oldest newspaper in Texas. When it started publication, Texas was a republic, not a state, and Sam Houston was the president. Also, Galveston was the biggest city in the republic, and it had the largest port. During the Civil War, the paper had to be published in Houston, though, because Galveston was occupied by Union forces. But in 1866, it returned to Galveston. At some point, the name was changed to the Galveston County Daily News, and it was one of the first newspapers in the U.S. to have its own train to deliver its circulation across the Republic of Texas. The paper has won countless awards from the Associated Press and Texas Press Association in editorial writing, headline writing, as well as general excellence and breaking news. At one time, the William P. Hobby family owned the paper. Today, it is owned by the Carmage B. Walls family. Back in 2011, the paper dropped the Galveston County moniker and went back to its original name, the Daily News. How would your faith change if you knew how to pray and felt confident that God hears you? We know prayer can seem difficult and is surrounded by guilt and shame. Our desire is for you to feel confident and comfortable in your prayer, understanding that God loves when you talk to Him, even about mundane things in life. Join Pastor Chad for his prayer podcast, Talking to God. Search for it at hopenation.org. When I was a kid growing up, I had an uncle that lived with us most of my childhood. Therefore, I was very close to him. His name is Bill. That's Uncle Bill to me. Yes, there were three Bills living in our house. If we heard Mom holler, "Bill," well, we all scattered. All directions. Uncle Bill lived to be 93 years old, and he lived out his last days of life in Temple, Texas. My cousin Mike, his son, called to tell me when Uncle Bill was probably in his final days. He was very sick and unable to eat, therefore extremely weak. Now, Mike, many other family members, including me, have all tried to bring Uncle Bill to the Lord, but he wouldn't have it. He refused to hear about it. He refused to talk about it. At the very end, Mike called me, and we talked about Uncle Bill not being saved. I spoke to Uncle Bill briefly on the phone, but he was exhausted and unable to talk long. I felt empty and helpless, hopeless even. I prayed for God to help him to be open to the free gift that Jesus Christ gives us all. Well, about 5 or 10 minutes after that phone call, after Mike and I got off the phone, Mike called me back. He said while he and I were talking, his wife Teresa led Uncle Bill to the Lord. Praise God! God is so good. Uncle Bill passed shortly after that, but I know I'll see him again one day. Don't ever give up on the loved ones in your life. There is always hope. Well, it's time for me to boot scoot and boogie out of here. I'm Bill Ingram, and this has been Welcome to Texas, a show about Texas history, lifestyle, and faith here in the Lone Star State. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and I hope you'll join me again for Welcome to Texas.